Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010. Likewise, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. As we always do on The Bright Side, we'll talk to Patrick Girondi at the bottom of the hour. His book, Flight of the Rondones, is a very interesting story about how he dealt with the medical model to help his son deal with a condition called thalassemia, which is a blood disorder similar to sickle cell anemia. Patrick had no background in medicine. He's actually a high school dropout, as he says in his book here. The subtitle of his book is High School Dropout versus Big Pharma, The Fight to Save My Son's Life. Patrick Girondi and the book Flight of the Rondoni will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products off our websites. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. And with the way the economy is these days, the way the world is going, now more than ever is an ideal time to start a home-based business, to work for yourself, to earn your own paycheck, and to help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. If that sounds intriguing to you, if you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you, if you're in the Boulder or Denver area, the week after next week, on June 25th, 2022, for those of you listening in the future, June 25th, 2022, 11 a.m. at my lab, we'll be doing a longevity talk, myself and Dr. Taylor Mitchell and Farmer Glenn, who figured out how to deal with stage 4 stomach cancer on his own using nutritional supplementation, using the longevity nutritional supplements. In fairness, Farmer Glenn has been using the nutritional supplements, the longevity supplements, for many years, and that's probably why he dealt with his health challenge so successfully. Nonetheless, he didn't go the traditional medical route, except for, I think he did have a couple rounds of chemo, but other than that, he was basically doing alternative therapies and using lots of nutritional supplementation, and long story short, he doesn't have stage 4 stomach cancer anymore. And he's going to be doing a talk along with Dr. Mitchell and myself on the 25th,
June 25th, 2022 at 11 a.m. at my lab, 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, zip 80020. Hope to see you there. We'll give away lots of freebies, Beyond Tangy Tangerine freebies and Pollen Burst freebies and probably some IP26 and maybe even some Nightly Essence if I can rustle up some of those. And that will be in 2 weeks, June the 25th, 2022, 11 a.m., 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, at my lab and my pharmacy now that I think about it, TruthRx Dermatology Pharmacy. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Flight of the Rondoni author Patrick Girondi. High school dropout versus Big Pharma. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about my favorite subject in the world of nutrition with this subject, which is the subject of fats. And, you know, there's not a lot of people talking about the power of fats or therapeutic lipids, using fats for helping prevent illness, and also understanding the importance of fats when it comes to the development of autoimmune diseases and chronic pain and skin problems. You don't really hear about that distinction very often. But I have to say, there was a guy who wrote a lot about fats. He called them therapeutic lipids. Lipids is a synonym for fats. And this was a guy who was a physician and a medical researcher who people don't really know about, but which is too bad, because this is a guy who wrote a lot of good stuff and a lot of very interesting literature about cancer, using lipids to deal with cancer as well as other immune issues. His name was Emmanuel Revici. I think he was Romanian. He was a medical doctor, last name Revici, R-E-V-I-C-I, and he was a brilliant, brilliant man. And one of the ways you know he was brilliant is because he's in Quack Watch. Quack Watch is a website that supposedly puts people who are creative and innovative medical thinkers on a list and calls them quacks. Dr. Revici is a brilliant man, much smarter than the people who write Quack Watch. Quackwatch.org, if you want to check that out. I don't know why you would, but if you do, Quackwatch.org is written by some knucklehead named Stephen Barrett, who's a medical doctor, and he rips on all kinds of alternative practitioners. Nonetheless, Dr. Revici was just a brilliant, brilliant man, and he wrote a lot about lipids and health and lipids and illness. He wrote a book called Treatment of Cancer by the Method of Revici. I think it's either a book or a paper. You can look that up. Treatment of Cancer by the Method of Revici, Dr. Emmanuel Revici. And he was just absolutely brilliant. But he was one of the first guys that I ever heard who actually understood how important fats are as distinct from water-soluble substances. And he actually has a bunch of supplements that he calls therapeutic lipids. And these are lipid-bound minerals. That is, minerals that are attached to various fats. For example, he has a lipid-bound zinc that is attached to a lipid that's attached to zinc, a fat that's attached to zinc that's used to treat prostate disease. He has a lipid-bound sulfur that's used to treat joint disease, and a lipid-bound selenium that's used as an anti-cancer treatment. Also lipid-bound calcium, too, for vascular health challenges. And Dr. Avicii writes a lot about the importance of fats, good fats like cholesterol. Yes, cholesterol is a good fat. And also, he recognizes the importance of inflammatory molecules, which we've talked about in this program, that are fat-based, that are lipids, things that go by the names of leukotrienes, for example. And these are various kinds of fats that are associated with disturbances in cell membranes. Aspirin works by controlling these fats, and we've talked about that before. Essential fatty acids have their anti-inflammatory properties, or get their anti-inflammatory properties, by controlling these fats that are released from disturbed or broken cells. And these fats can be associated with all kinds of immune problems, and also with chronic pain, and also with skin issues. And the way I look at it as a skincare therapist, understanding the importance of fats is the key to having beautiful skin. Not just fats internally, but also fats on top of the skin. And that's why, if you use True Treatment products, you're going to get fat-soluble nutrients, fatty vitamin C, for example, as well as vitamin A, which is a natural, normal fat in retinol and retinoic acid form. Internally, the most important fats, of course, essential fatty acids, or EFAs, and that would, of course, be your ultimate EFAs and your ultimate EFA+. But there's other very important nutritional fats. We'll talk about that as we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Patrick Girondi coming up at the bottom of the hour. His book, Flight of the Rondoni. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Patrick Girondi will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his book, Flight of the Rondoni, High School Dropout versus Big Pharma. Patrick's story about helping his son deal with thalassemia. dealing with the medical model, dealing with something called orphan drugs. I don't know if you guys ever heard of orphan drugs. Orphan drugs are drugs that drug companies don't want to make because not enough people need them. But the people who do need them, they're in a pickle because they can't get them because drug companies don't want to make them. In fact, compounding pharmacists like myself oftentimes will make orphan drugs to meet the needs of the few patients who sometimes need these kinds of substances. Patrick Girondi has a really interesting story to tell about dealing with Big Pharma. The subtitle of his book, High School Dropout versus Big Pharma. Patrick Girondi, at the bottom of the hour, your calls at segment 844-236-6010. All right, so for those of you who are interested in learning more about Dr. Ravici, absolute brilliant researcher, you can go to his website, dravici.com. He's passed away, died about 25 years ago. But his website is dravici.com, and it's run by a gal named Lynn August. And she has some really cool information on there. If you go to, what is her website here? I'll just go to dravici.com. Check out the forum. She's got really interesting audio material on things like lipids for migraines and lipids for shingles and lipids for inflammatory diseases, lipids for prostate disease. She's got a blog about lipids. And she's really, and he, Dr. Ravici and Lynn August, are really the only people I've heard who are really hitting the lipids hard and understanding how important these fats are when it comes to health. I sometimes feel like I'm one of the few people who are talking about that, especially in the world of skin, which is unfortunate because these lipids play an incredibly important role when it comes to skin health. Not that the water-soluble nutrients aren't important, of course. They are, but nothing is even comes close in the world of water-soluble nutrients to the lipids when it comes to things like psoriasis and eczema and dry skin and sensitive skin. Even a condition called melasma, which is also known as hyperpigmentation. That's when you get these blotchy pigments, dark spots or blotches of pigment on your skin. It can be very troublesome. In fact, it's one of the leading reasons why people go to dermatologists, especially as they get older. You can get this condition, melasma or hyperpigmentation, if you're taking the birth control pill or if you're on hormone replacement therapy. Usually it's a sign that there's some kind of imbalance in your estrogen, another very important fatty hormone, of course. And then you can also have, sometimes cortisol stress hormone will do it. Men typically don't get melasma. It's much more of a female issue. But sometimes men will get it too. Men, of course, deal with estrogen and cortisol, the main reasons why people get melasma. But what's really interesting to me about melasma is there's another very important role, aside from the fact that estrogen is lipid and cortisol is a lipid. Aside from these lipid-based steroid hormones that are associated with this hyperpigmentation issue, this melasma issue, there's another really interesting and very underappreciated and unacknowledged role for lipids when it comes to hyperpigmentation and melasma, and that is in the skin barrier. If you're one of those folks who has melasma, you may know that the conventional wisdom has it that you got to stay out of the sun and that you got to wear sunscreen, blah, 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 blah. Wrong. Bad information. I call people that spread these kinds of ideas meme bots. They don't really understand chemistry. They just repeat what they read on the internet or what they heard some doctor tell them. And doctors are meme bots themselves. They repeat memes like a robot. Hence the term meme bots. I don't mean to offend anybody if there's anybody who's doing that, but you shouldn't do that. If you don't understand chemistry, don't just repeat stuff that you saw on the read on the internet or heard somebody say, even me. That's why I always, when I talk about health challenges, I always tell you how it works. I always talk about the biochemistry of health and the biochemistry of diseases and the biochemistry of bodily breakdowns. Because I want you to understand it. I don't want you just to repeat things that I say. I want you to see how it works. So in the case of melasma and hyperpigmentation, usually it's associated with estrogen, the hormone estrogen, which acts as a stress hormone, and cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And it turns out that melasma and hyperpigmentation are part of the stress response. The body pigments as part of its general stress response. Well, another cause for hyperpigmentation is by, and this is related to fats, is by disturbances in the lipid or the fatty balance in the skin's surface. And these disturbances in the lipids in the skin surface are responsible for much, much, much skin distress. So just real quickly, without getting too technical, the surface of your skin is made up of dead cells, but these dead cells are embedded in fats. And the combination of these dead cells and the fats make up what's called the stratum corneum, the hard layer. That's the surface of the skin. So the surface of the skin, the tippy, 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 tippy top of the skin, it's about as thick as one-tenth of a piece of notebook paper is made up of these dead cells. They're hard. They're like shells embedded in fats. And these fats are a combination of things like cholesterol and ceramides and fatty acids. And it turns out that if you don't have the right proportions or the right balances or the right types of fats in this kind of grout, and it's like a, they call it a brick and mortar model, actually, because the bricks are the cells and the mortar is the fats that the cells are embedded in. This mortar, this fatty material that makes up the mortar, has a specific nature, has a specific balance. It's made up of just the right amount of cholesterol, just the right amount of fatty acids, just the right amount and type of ceramides, and they all come from the diet. Ultimately, it's all derived from the diet. And if you're not getting the right kind of fats in the diet, you're not going to have the right mortar in the stratum corneum. That means you're going to have a disturbed stratum corneum. You're going to have a weak stratum corneum, or if you like, a weak barrier. And this weak barrier wreaks havoc on the skin. The barrier, of course, protects everything. It especially protects the skin. So if this barrier is weak because you're not getting the right fats in your diet, and it's not just essential fatty acids, all those are important, it's also vitamin A, and it's also vitamin E, and it's also fats that are found in eggs and in organ meats, eggs especially, phospholipids, for example. We haven't talked about phospholipids, but I will be in the next few days. We'll talk about phospholipids. If you don't get the right kind of fats in the diet, the surface of the skin, the barrier, is not going to form correctly. And that means you're going to have a lot of problems with your skin. Number one, you're going to have problems with dry skin. And you're going to smear moisturizer on it because moisturizer is supposed to imitate those fats. And it's not going to help because you can't imitate those fats. And you might have eczema, or you might have psoriasis, because these fats, if they're not in the right proportion or they're disturbed or they're not healthy, can cause inflammation. And one of the hidden or one of the under-recognized problems associated with disturbances in this barrier caused by the wrong kinds of fats is hyperpigmentation. And melasma, yes, melasma can be caused by defective barrier. When was the last time you heard that, folks who have melasma? No, we always hear stay out of the sun. We always hear wear sunscreen or wear sunblock. It's not about the sun. It's about disturbances in the skin's surface. And these disturbances in the skin's surface ultimately wreak havoc on the skin in terms of its structure as well as in terms of its biochemistry. Now, I mentioned eggs earlier. Eggs are a very, very important source of really good fats. In fact, eggs are an amazingly important skin food. In fact, as I've said so many times in this program, eggs are amazingly important health food. This is from the journal eLife. Researchers have shown how moderate egg consumption can increase the amount of heart healthy metabolites in the blood. How do you like that? That just came out a couple weeks ago. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Patrick Girondi, his book, Flight of the Rondoni, coming up next. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with. So they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. And it's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his eastern Ukrainian province. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lawsuit brought against the National Rifle Association by New York Attorney General Letitia James is no mere witch hunt. So says a judge who dismissed the NRA's claims allowing the lawsuit to continue. James is accusing some of the group's top executives of financial improprieties and seeking to dissolve the group. The NRA said in a court filing last year that James is waging a blatant retaliation campaign because of its views. A Mexican company calling for supporters to speak out after a court ruling they called bull.
A judge has extended a ban on bullfighting in Mexico City indefinitely. La Plaza Mexico is what the stadium is known as, has issued a statement calling on fans to protest the ruling. The stadium urged bullfight supporters to post pictures of themselves with the word freedom written on their hands. The company said it would appeal the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un doubling down on his arms buildup. He says it's due to an aggravating security environment. Kim's comments came during a three-day political conference that wrapped up Friday. He defended his accelerating weapons development as a rightful exercise of sovereign rights to self-defense. The plenary meeting of the Workers' Party's Central Committee came amid a streak of missile demonstrations aimed at forcing the U.S. to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear superpower. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up. If you want to review a program or search for a topic for a friend or loved one, go to brightsideben.com. You'll find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos, news stories, and blog posts all at criticalhealthnews.com. There's a Join the Team link on all our websites as well if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business selling longevity products. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470. And also, don't forget to take a look at our skin health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. Acne, eczema, psoriasis, dry skin. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And, of course, that comes as no surprise to anyone listening to this program. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty, and beauty is health. And True Skin Health products are just that. They're skin health products repurposed as beauty products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional Truth Skin Health products. They're all up at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Patrick Girondi is the author of a book that tells the story of his son and a interesting health challenge called thalassemia. The book is Flight of the Rondoni, High School Dropout versus Big Pharma. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Patrick Girondi. Hey, Patrick. Patrick, do we have Patrick, Alex?
Patrick? Hello.
Hello, Patrick.
Yes, I can hear you.
Greetings. Yes, greetings. Thank you so much for coming on the Bright Side, and thank you for writing this very interesting book. First of all, tell us about the title, Flight of the Rondoni. What is that about exactly?
Yeah, the Rondoni is a bird that flies from Africa to southern Italy into my town, Altamura, every year in March. It hangs around until August, September. It flies up to about 140 miles per hour. Are you there?
Yeah. And so what does that have to do with thalassemia?
The book is a book on my life that leads into thalassemia. So the bird, because it's very short and has long wings, has to be picked up when it lands on the ground and thrown into the air. And so many people have done that for me as I was growing up, and that's why it has the title, Flight of the Rondoni.
So you are a high school dropout, but you're certainly not unsuccessful. So tell us about that. How did you go from being a high school dropout to a successful guy as well as an author?
Yeah, I was born and raised in a blue-collar community on the south side of Chicago. I didn't graduate from high school because I was forced to go into the military or jail. I chose the military, and when I got out, I worked loading trucks and driving trucks, and then I got lucky. A friend of mine offered me a job at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I ended up becoming a trader. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show twice as a guest. The first time, rags to riches stories, and I was also in Playgirl magazine as one of America's most eligible bachelors, and that's I lived my American dream.
And then all of a sudden, you hit a challenge. Tell us about that with your son.
Yeah, I was married, and in 1992, my oldest son, who at the time was two, was diagnosed with thalassemia, which is a rare disease and a cousin disease, the sickle cell.
Hey, Patrick, we got some kind of noise on the line there. Is there something you're doing? Or is somebody? There's some kind of weird noise. Go ahead. Patrick?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that any better?
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Okay. All right. So my son was diagnosed when he was 2 years old in 1992 with thalassemia. Thalassemia requires blood transfusions every 20 days. I didn't want to transfuse him because there was hepatitis C and AIDS in the blood back in the early 90s before the discovery of the AIDS and hepatitis C antibodies. I began a pharmaceutical company, and here I am 27, 28 years later. In 2000, I discovered gene therapy for thalassemia when Michel Sedelin, a French researcher who was working at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, cured six generations of thalassemic mice. And I became basically his sponsor, and then bought the product. And in 2010, delivered the world's first batch of commercial gene therapy for sickle cell disease and thalassemia.
Now, so tell us a little bit about what exactly thalassemia is.
So thalassemia and sickle cell disease are both created by a defect on the beta globin gene. Hemoglobin is then not able to be produced correctly, and the patients do not have oxygen or hemoglobin that is delivered to the rest or to all of their important organs. And the only thing to do because of that is transfuse the patient so you can get his hemoglobin level up to normal.
And how old was your boy when he was diagnosed?
2 years old.
2 years old. And how was his childhood with thalassemia? It comes in different degrees of severity, correct?
Yes. Usually when I talk about thalassemia, I'm just talking about thalassemia, which renders the patients to be habitually transfused. So His life was a challenging one. To avoid the transfusions, he was hooked up to a pump 12 to 16 hours a day, infusing arginine butyrate, actually, up until he was about 8 or 9 years old.
Did you say butyrate?
Did you say arginine butyrate?
Arginine butyrate. Yes. That's a very interesting molecule. Do you know anything about that, by the way? Yeah, that's very interesting stuff.
Arginine butyrate, the reason that it was discovered was because the researcher, Susan Perrine, from Boston University, her father worked for Aramco in Saudi Arabia, and he wasn't allowed to go into the homes. So she noticed that there were people with sickle cell disease, but they were asymptomatic. And she did some exams and discovered that they had high levels of butyric acid. And she went to the chemistry lab and invented basically arginine butyrate, which was very, very good or easy for humans to take into their bloodstream. And the arginine butyrate stimulated the fetal hemoglobin gene to produce again.
Is that considered a treatment?
Yes, it was. The problem with arginine butyrate that unfortunately it's very inefficient, so it has to be taken 8, 12, 16 hours a day. That was okay to do that back in the 90s when we were scared about the blood not being safe, but after the antibodies for HIV and hepatitis C were discovered, my son began transfusing in about 1998, 1999, when he was 7 years old.
So he had this right when AIDS was going on. Was it the early 90s, right?
Yes. It was terrifying for that reason.
Yeah, I can only imagine what's been terrifying. And at the time, before arginine butyrate, there were no other options, correct?
Yes, absolutely no options other than transfusions.
Wow. And then is this the orphan drug that you're talking about, arginine butyrate?
Is this what?
Is this the orphan drug that you were talking about in your book?
No.
Okay, so I want to...
I'm talking about
it. Yeah, we got to take a break, but I want to talk about the orphan drug and, as you say, your battle versus Big Pharma when we come back. Okay, Patrick?
Sure. Thank you.
With Patrick Girondi and his book, Flight of the Rondoni. More with Patrick Girondi, G-I-R-O-N-D-I, on the Bright Side right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, we're talking to Patrick Gironde about his book Flight of the Rondoni. It tells the story of his battle with Big Pharma. So, Patrick, after you worked with this arginine butyrate, you came to us, you founded a company. Was it after the arginine butyrate, San Rocco Therapeutics?
Yes, I mean, basically, it's all the same company. In 1995, I was joined by John Walton of Walmart. He was my partner for 9 years until 2004.
Wow.
In 2000, there was published in Nature magazine that Michel Stedelin, a researcher, French researcher at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, cured six generations of thalassemic mice with gene therapy. He used the HIV vector, or the lentiviral vector, which is basically the HIV virus, disarmed, and inside of it is inserted the beta globin gene. Then the vector is incubated with the patient's stem cells, and then the patient produces his own beta globin gene, which allows him to produce normal hemoglobin.
So that sounds great. What's the where does the battle come from?
Well, in 2010, Bluebird Bio, a company that was bought by Third Rock Ventures, and a company that in 2018 had a market cap of $12 billion, tried to buy my product, but because they had an inferior product, I told them that if we were going to do a deal, they had to use my product. They had an inferior product in my mind because they used a mutant beta globin gene. We used the natural beta globin gene. They sabotaged the product, basically. I turned the product over to Memorial Sloan Kettering, and in 2015, when I discovered that they weren't moving fast enough, I ended up taking Bluebird Bio to court for the sabotage and Third Rock Ventures. It was a six-year court battle, and in 2020, in November, we ended up settling. They returned the product to us, and now we're going ahead again. We've treated only three patients up until now. Two out of three, after 9 years, have reductions in transfusions of 43%. We're now going to add an insulator because we believe that'll make the product even safer and go forward with our patients.
And this substance is considered an orphan drug?
Yes, there's 6,000 orphan diseases in the United States. To be an orphan disease, an affliction has to have under 200,000 patient population. So sickle cell disease, which basically has 100,000 patients, and thalassemia, which has 2,500 patients, are both orphan diseases.
So sickle cell anemia is not worth, when we say orphan diseases and orphan drugs, you mean it's basically not financially worth it for a drug company to produce and market a drug, right?
Initially that was the truth. So in 1983, they did the Orphan Drug Act. Today, it's almost the opposite. So today, basically because the Orphan Drug Act allows 7 years of exclusivity in the United States, 10 years in Europe, and allows you to charge whatever you like for the product. For example, Bluebird Bio, it looks like it'll be approved at $2.1 million per patient, which is a ridiculous
number. Gosh.
Unfortunately, the pharmaceutical companies today, and especially a lot of the startups, the biggest expense they have is the CEO and his minions.
Wow.
So when somebody looks at a market cap of a company of $30 million and you know, and they have two products, by the time they're done paying salaries, bonuses, etc., very little goes to research.
Isn't that the one Martin Shkreli, that that pharma bro guy? Wasn't he dealing with orphan drugs? Do you know what I'm talking about?
And the same exact it's in the same exact story. So they jack the prices up so that the executives can get rich. That's exactly, and it's going on everywhere. You know, they say that it costs a lot of money to do research. That's a lie. Most of the research is actually paid for by the U.S. government in the NIH and the NCI, National Cancer Institute, National Institute of Health, and also by so many not-for-profits. And then what happens is that the executives, the not-for-profits and a lot of the medical centers, then turn over these inventions of the American taxpayers to the crony or the big pharma, where they have crony collaborators, basically, or they have, you know, other executives, and they jack the prices up so that the taxpayer not only pays for the research, but then also pays out of the nose when he gets sick and needs that drug.
Now, so in all that, you obviously know a lot about the drug companies, the dark side of the drug companies. What's your take on ordinary prescription medicine and the marketing of ordinary prescription medicine and the price of ordinary prescription medicine?
Yeah, I mean, I think the United States is actually the only country in the world that allows marketing of drugs on the radio and television, by the way, except for New Zealand. But New Zealand does it in a much different and slighter way. I think it's kind of crazy. I think we spend 20% of the U.S. budget, and who knows how many more trillions of dollars on insurance and medicine, etc. But as one of your publications was announcing, our health care and our longevity, etc., in the United States is actually inferior to most countries.
Why do you think that we have the highest costs, the most drugs, the most devices, the most expensive
thieves.
Insurance, and we're so sick? Why?
Thieves. Thieves. It's corruption. I mean, it's corruption. I mean, you have not-for-profits in the United States, and the CEO is making $7 million, for example. Memorial Sloan Kettering pays $6.7 million to their CEO. And then when a baby or a child, you know, gets cancer or has a big problem that the family can't pay for or doesn't have insurance for, they tell them to go, you know, start a FundMe page.
Is that true about the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, United Way? Aren't they, like, they're not for profit, but that doesn't mean they don't generate funds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a real specialist in all of this. I know the companies that I know. My favorite place is St. Jude. I just love St. Jude, and if you look at the salaries of their people, they're, you know, they're 10% of those in other places, and you know, no kid pays anything. The other large pharmaceutical medical centers and not-for-profits, but if you go into them, you find that, you know, the CEOs are rarely have packages that are under $1 million a year, and who needs $1 million a year to do that? The excuse that they use is, oh, we have to pay all the money to get the best talent, but that's certainly not the truth.
So the book is well written. It's not a short book. What is it that motivates you to actually want to write your story and tell the story of your battle with Big Pharma?
Like I said at the beginning, I was a guest on Oprah twice. The first time it rags to riches story. I was in Playgirl magazine with Sylvester Stallone and Magic Johnson. So I lived the American dream, even though I was a high school dropout. Had a lot of fun adventure with the FBI and the police, etc. And it was a wonderful life. And when my son was diagnosed, I realized that I had to drop everything and devote myself to getting him cured. You know, one of the problems with a parent of a child that has a chronic illness or any kind of horrible illness is that, you know, you look for diversions. A lot of people, you know, it's golf. A lot of people, it's cards. For me, it was writing, writing books. I also perform music. But I, you know, Flight of the Rondoni is, I'm trying to help other parents who are in similar situations, you know, get their way. And I talk about things like PubMed.gov, for example, which is a wonderful site where if your son or child or parent or relative is diagnosed with a rare disease, you can go in there, plug the disease in, and everything comes up in a chronological order, telling you about the clinical trials that are going on, the center of excellence closest to you, and the names of the researchers that are on the publications.
PubMed.gov, and also, do you know about scholar.google.com? Have you ever used that?
No, I really don't.
Scholar.google.com is also really good. All right, so the book is Flight of the Rondoni. It's available pretty much everywhere, correct?
Yes.
And then tell us, we got about 30 seconds here. Tell us how your son's doing.
My son is doing great, by the way. When he was diagnosed, they said he'd live to be 14 years old. He's now 32. He transfuses every 20 days, but never complained once about his flight or his operations, et cetera. Thank you very much, and I ask you all for your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for being on the bright side. That's Patrick Girondi, book Flight of the Rondoni, High School Dropout versus Big Pharma. Tells the story of his fight with Big Pharma, as well as his story, his personal story, and his story with his thalassemic child. And that is all the time we have for today on the bright side. Thanks so much for listening. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.